Joined now by the Donegal manager, John Francis Duggan. John, just went all wrong in the final quarter of that game.
Just a couple of minutes, just that it went wrong. The first half, I think we were conscious that there was a wind, and you know, we're conscious to say that the pitch, and we kind of went conservative. We went 5 at the back, and we were happy with how we went. We went 1 up, and we probably sat a bit too deep, but we were always going to address it at some stage of the match that we were going to go to a back four. Second half, we came out, we had changed our shape. We scored a stunning goal to go 2-1 up, and for a couple of minutes after it, a couple of minutes before it, and just after we scored the goal, I thought, like, there's only going to be one winner here. We looked a step above them. Then we give away a bad goal. And then, a couple of minutes later, we give away a third goal. It was terrible. It was just couldn't get a clearance on it, and it was just, he had a shot, and it could have as easily ended up in that lone town. It ended up in the top corner. We just couldn't get a nick then. But, like, you know, a couple of decisions there, shocking. Like, we should have a penalty there near the end. Adrian Delap's getting kicked all over the place, and he picks up a booking for getting smashed by every player in the pitch. And it's like, he's struggling on there near the end of the game with a back injury because he actually got booted on the ground and he got a yellow card for shouting in pain when he got it. Like, so it's just, you know, at this level you need to have better officiating. And, you know, an example of the officials, I said to him, the linesman, I says, we're making a sub next time, because out, and he tries to stop the play in the middle of the game to make it. And I'm like, what's going on here? But look, Waterford are fully deserved to go through, probably. You know, there was only a kick of the ball in it. Like, we could have easily won it. They did win it, and they're a good side, and good luck to them in the final.
Yeah, it was a frustration there, I could tell, in the closing stages. As you mentioned there, the yellow card for Adrian Delap. It looked like you got two soft yellow cards for Michael Funston and for Joel Gorman in the first half as well. And, of course, you were making your points to the referee at the end and you picked up a red card, I believe.
Yeah, like, I mean, Joel Gorman got a yellow card in the first half because he's taking a drink of water. Their right back is down, tying his laces. So we're holding off and taking a throw-in. Their right back is down. The ref can't see him. The ref comes over and books Joel for time wasting for taking a drink of water while we thought that our throw-in should be waiting till he ties his lace. Like, it was horrendous. And at the end of the game, they kept refusing. I was saying, how long is he playing? And the lines, they're mic'd up today. Like, there's no excuse. I said to the linesman, how long is he playing? He was refusing to tell me. I asked the ref. Ref's refusing to tell me. I mean, like, we can't have that at this level of football. Like, if they're coming mic'd up, they should be coming with a fourth official and a board that's telling us. And, you know, It's you know, you don't know how long you have left. You don't know what tactical change you can make. And, you know, it's not acceptable. And I said to them at the end, I says, that was an unacceptable performance there. And he comes at me then. He gave me a yellow card when I was in talking to them, just saying it was unacceptable. And I walked away and he came after me then and he gave me a second yellow. I don't know what for. You know, he's having a go. He's constantly having a pop. I'm cleaning up the bottles in the dugout. We're not going to leave a mess behind us. And he's having a go at me at that too. Like, it was horrendous. But the Waterford ones are complaining about him as well. They're just saying it's unacceptable. And, you know, when you have two teams of that quality out in the pitch, and, like, I might be harping on, I complained when we played in a show ourselves, but the standard of football out in the pitch there today was exceptional. The facilities here are very, very good. There was, you know, there was a bit of a crowd, you know, there was a bit of Donegal support travelled down to support us. There was a few Waterford ones come up, and it's Easter Sunday, and, like, we're putting everything on hold to come, and that's what we're treated to there, you know, from the referees. Like, we got free kicks, there was never free kicks. There was stuff led away that shouldn't have been led away in favour of us, and it's, you know, players then get, you know, frustrated on the pitch, and, like, I don't know, the FAI needs to have a look at themselves, A, in the scheduling of the game on the day it is, and B, the standard of officials, and, you know, to be mic'd up and refuse to communicate. He was refusing to communicate on the sideline. The linesmen were asking, why did he give that yellow card to Adrian Delap? Like, nobody, the Waterford ones were puzzled at it, because they thought that their man should have probably got even a red for it. He kicked him in the back. And I just don't know. I don't know anymore, but look, hey, football-wise, good game. We done well to get here. We've had plenty support, plenty well-wishers from home. I don't think we let anybody down. We give it a right go. And we just, unfortunately, we just came up short. Had a couple of chances ourselves, and it just, when you're behind then and you're trying to force it, you're just overstretching and you're maybe not taking that extra touch, and unfortunately we just couldn't get the third.
You spoke about the quality, and it was a very, very good game of football there as well. Take your own team first. Waterford did have a couple of attacks, but never looked threatening down the other end. Adrian Delap winning the foul. Joel Gorman, we know exactly, he can pin across, and Matty Crossing coming in the back to put you 1-0 up.
Oh yeah, the opening goal was a tremendous goal. You know, we have that in our locker, you know, set pieces. We're a really dangerous team, set pieces. Joel's delivery is exceptional. And when we have lads like Matty Cross and Paul Yank that can come up for it, and Matty's header was unbelievable. It was a great goal to open. And like Waterford had all the ball, but we spoke about that. We're happy to let them have the ball. We know that they like to play the ball about the back, but they can play the ball about the back, but they weren't really penetrating us. And we just got sloppy. We got sloppy and we gave away the first goal. We kind of probably should have clipped the ball in behind or stayed on the ball, and we didn't do either. And we played a pass to them and they quickly turned our defence then because we weren't set, and he ran in and Mark Antony came out to close him down, and you know, unfortunately he just lobbed it in. Our second goal then was tremendous. Like,
I was just going to say that too, because it was on the counter after them having a chance, and Mark Antony was superb in goal with many stops in the game, and he was also willing to move the ball quickly. Adrian Delap involved again, and Michael Funston, what a strike.
Oh, it was an unbelievable strike. Like, you know, I didn't know what he was going to do when I seen him lining up. I thought, Jesus, nobody on for a cross, and he just, unbelievable goal. But he has that ability, and you know, we see him doing it in friendlies we played and all, and you know, it was a tremendous goal. And like, for us to lose the goal then that we let in was just, I don't know, everybody just seemed to go to sleep. And, you know, we thought...
If I could just cut in there, John, with Michael going off injured as well, did that kind of unsettle everything for a couple of minutes? Because it was around the next 6-7 minutes where the first goal came quick enough afterwards, and the second goal, the Waterford winner, came in about 6 minutes later.
It probably did. Like, there was a couple of boys feeling it at that stage. Mark Forker as well was struggling a bit in the second half with his quad, but he was moving all right, so we kind of let him stay on. But Michael Funston coming off, like, it was a big loss to us. He was having a serious impact when he went wide right in that second half. And then he had to come off. Unfortunately, he got injured, and it handed them the initiative, because he's one of them lads that has the experience, and he's a game changer for us, and he can take the game by the scruff of the neck. And just unfortunate then that he went off, and they got the goals when they did.
Two questions, John, before I let you go. I suppose one way too you look at, you had more scoring opportunities as well, and probably should have threatened that bit more outside the two goals that you got.
Yeah, but again, probably we had them when we went maybe 3-2 down, and then you're snatching at them, you're hoping to get a goal. If we're getting them when we're 2-2 or 2-1 up, I think we're going to bury it, put the game out of sight. I think second half we really dominated that game, like, and it's just, you know, we're kind of devastated how we conceded the two goals in the manner we did and the time we did, because it is a game we left behind us.
It felt like that too. Finally, and I know it's a bit raw at the moment to be asking this question, but what a run you've had to make a semi-final as well, and look, the talent of football in Donegal is there to see.
Oh yeah, like, I mean, it was a great run. Like, probably nobody expected us to get past Inishowen, and we keep on harping on about Inishowen, but like, they've been the standard bearers in this competition for a long number of years before COVID. Like, they won it, they were in a final, they were in numerous semi-finals, and they were a real, you know, they had a voodoo spell over Donegal. Donegal just couldn't get the better of them, and we did. And then we played the Leinster Senior League, and we were really good against them, put them out. And you know, we came down here today with high hopes, and you know, if anybody's watching that game there today, they're going to probably wonder how we ended up losing the game with the chances we had, the clear-cut chances we had, and how well we played second half. But look, that's football, and you know, we have to go another day.